Blog Talk Radio.
I have you now.
Yeah, yeah. K Block.
I think I got it though.
Bones.
Hey Twin. I think I got it. Y'all.
Revolution.
Yeah.
White Hyman.
Yeah.
See my flow so acidic on the minions of hell. I'm so vicious, who the demons gonna tell? Mission for the lost and the saved at the same time. I put the fire in the sound waves all mine. You see, I really could care less about the title of the gospel rapper. Hopping out the coffin, start to talking about the hereafter. I blow the smoke in the face of the grim reaper. I trust Jesus, the only Christ, eternal freedom. Never ever holy hip-hop dude with they nose in their air. Breaking hip-hop rules, trying to fight off the world. Didn't point the finger at it. My daddy gave me swagger, and now I'm really laughing. Blessings from the Christ, ain't no joke. Represent the kingdom if I speak or I spoke. And in these last days, watching Satan, and I'm headed for his throat. No remorse for my enemy, oh no, oh no, no.
And yeah, I live my life on fire, and I talk about Jesus, and it won't stop, baby. Yeah, I keep on shining in the valley of the shadow of death. I keep on shining in the shadow of death, yes, yes. Yeah, I live my life on fire, and I talk about Jesus, and it won't stop, baby.
Rave got the knockout. Tell him be easy, undisputed with the press now. Wristbands on the rage's edge. Never blending with them satanic messages or the images. Have to want to press upon the minds of the people. Still trying, still relying on Christ for the people. The war's never peaceful. The vessel for the combat. Weak style rappers. Tell me where your flow at. Blow water, let me hit the sink. You ain't had time to blink quicker than the human eye. Glorify holy Christ. What he made me, dog, I'm gonna do it. And this is untouchable, invincible music. And for the level of rhyme that I was given no time. You hear it on the incline, it will never decline. And no, they can't rewind, definition of fire. They never put me aside, I'm so religious with
my. Yeah, I live my life on fire, and I talk about Jesus. And it won't stop, baby. Yeah, I keep on shining in the valley of the shadow of death. I keep on shining in the shadow of death, yes, yes. Yeah, I live my life on fire, and I talk about Jesus. And it won't stop, baby.
I do it for the Christ so they can't compete. And all I wanna do is blaze tracks for the Lord. And you can ask the hood cause we got it understood. Ride back to the bird, tell them that it's word. Born for the war, I'm immune to the score. Never keep track cause the Lord won one. Press the revolution, let that will be done. And it is no surprise that the enemy runs. When you got something they can handle, fire burn candles, the wax makes track. For the records never stand still. We imitate us in their garbage to a landfill. Down for the mission, last days like a military complex. But everybody is the cemetery. You see your revelations everywhere you look. I ain't hesitating, waiting to get to the close.
And it's yeah, I live my life on fire. And I talk about Jesus. And it won't stop, baby. Yeah, I keep on shining in the valley of the shadow of death. I keep on shining in the shadow of death. Yes, yes. Yeah, I live my life on fire. And I talk about Jesus. And it won't stop, baby.
To make us all look crazy, they come up with topics, ask the craziest pastor to
none of us rock with. You thinking he a fool, we think he a fool too. But they telling you we all agree with the fool's view. But get ready for the true church, where we are church, we don't just do church. Pray for the feeble and sore clothing and feeding the poor, loving the people and showing them they true worth. We ready to do work, but they saying it's a white man religion, forced on us by the master that white men invented. Tell it to the Christians in Ethiopia that never had to be enslaved by the white man to get it. Careful what you putting in your ears now. Hard to hear the truth cause the lie talk real loud. We yelling Jesus, they yelling chill out. Nah, but you can tell them that we here now.
We here now, we here now, we here now. We here now, we here now, we here now. Tell them that we here now, we here now, we here now. We here now, we here now, we here now. We here now.
Know Jesus with me, Jesus, every day. That right?
I know Jesus with me every
Jesus.
I know Jesus with me every day.
Jesus.
I know Jesus with me every I know Jesus every day, I know Jesus with me. Every
yes,
I know
yes,
Jesus
yes,
with me
yes,
every day
yes,
I know
nah.
Jesus with me every
yes,
I know
nah.
Jesus every day, every day.
Yeah, I know that Jesus with me. I believe now I can see every little thing he done for me. Now I got to praise you, G-O-D. G-O-D, God on deck. G-O-D, respect the king. He's Lord of lords and king of kings. We lift him high, you know what I mean? I'ma give him glory, you should too. I'ma ask you one more time what you gonna do. Sitting over there stuck like you have no clue. Get this Jesus and keep it true. He died for your sins, your mama and grandma too. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Respect is due. Father, have your way.
Have your way.
Stay on the path that you pay. We know that God is with us. Yes,
yep.
Jesus still saves.
Jesus.
Oh, so much pain. Enough to make you insane. The suffering can't compare to glory. Hold on to the great I am. Jesus really is coming. He is the lion and the lamb.
I know Jesus with me every
Jesus.
I know Jesus with me every day.
Jesus.
I know Jesus with me every I know Jesus every day, I know Jesus with me every
yes,
I know
yes,
Jesus
yes,
with me
yes,
every day
yes,
I know
nah.
Jesus with me every
yes,
I know
nah.
Jesus every day, every
Satan
day.
Tricking people, he acting like he winning, he weak. Couldn't take me from God while I was out there sinning. The blood of Jesus, against anything that's evil. Satan destroys, kills, and lies. Don't let him deceive you. I am God's
warrior.
Spiritual warfare for sure. I am God's warrior. I'm kicking in Satan's front door. I'm uploading the truth. You cannot have God's youth. We lift Jesus Christ higher, cause Jesus is the truth. Understand God's word. Yes, God is love. God still with me, we fit. We tight like a glove. The world make me wanna fuck, cause I have no fear. Gonna keep pushing God's word till the signal is clear. You hear?
I know Jesus with me every
Jesus.
I know Jesus with me every day.
Jesus.
I know Jesus with me every I know Jesus every day I know Jesus with me every
yes,
I know
yes,
Jesus
yes,
with me
yes,
every day
yes,
I know
nah.
Jesus with me every
yes,
I know
nah.
Jesus every day
Jesus got all power and all authority,
authority.
I'm gonna focus on him, not what these fools trying to do. A real war going on, look
war
past what your eyes can see. Don't ignore Jesus, he's still saying look to me. We live by faith, and if that's the case, focus on the Lord Jesus Christ or stay lost in the maze. When your situation in life is bigger than you, it's still smaller than your God, and he's bringing you through. Just let him handle it, rest. He knows best, he sent his son here blessed. no need to stress. I'm just gonna let everybody know the real truth. Satan was messing with me now, bro. He's missing the tooth. The truth, I know. Jesus with me every day. I know. Jesus with me every day. I know. Jesus with me every. I know. Jesus every day. Every day. I know. Jesus with me. Every,
yes,
I know,
yes,
Jesus,
yes,
with me,
yes,
every day,
yes,
I know,
nah.
Jesus, with me, every,
yes,
I know,
nah.
Jesus, every day, every day.
Yeah. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? God got your back. But the world against you? What you gonna do when the world is against you? God is for you, can you stay true? What you gonna do when the world is against you? God is for you, can you stay true? What you gonna do when the world is against you? God is for you, can you stay true? What you gonna do when the world is against you? God is for you, can you stay true? When the world is against you, what you really gonna do? You gon' fold like a coward or trust the God in you. God gave you that dream, he counting on you. Your trouble shouldn't get you down, your faith will get you through. Feeling pressure from people, I just be trying to make my way. Still trusting you, Father, and talking to you every day. It's a lot of disrespect when you ain't got money. If they got it and you don't, they gonna look at you funny. You wasn't always at the top where your sympathy at. I'm not gonna always be like this, just watch God bring me back. Shooting bullets, knowing that you really can't see me. I hear my life inside of Christ, you couldn't see me on TV. Passing trials of blessings because we learn our Father's law. I'ma take it and flip it and then give it to you all. So when the world is against me, it's what I'm gonna do. Keep my faith and God on me, not what about you.
What you gonna do when the world is against you? God is for you, can you stay true? What you gonna do when the world is against you? God is for you, can you stay true? What you gonna do when the world is against you? God is for you, can you stay true? What you gonna do when the world is against you? God is for you, can you stay true?
You try to preach, you try to reach, you try to teach, but they don't wanna hear your speech. So what you do, it can get discouraging sometimes. Wait a minute, Christ is giving hope through these rhymes. I guess they don't understand, I guess they don't know. Without Christ in our lives, bro, we really can't grow. Today when you hear his voice, don't harden your heart. God is always with you from the very start. Now you rejected him, trying to live your life. Just realize there's no life outside of Christ. Keep your faith, even when they slander your name. It comes with all of Christ, so there's no need to blame. Come join me and let's turn up in the Savior. Come on, man, don't worry about your behavior. Father, help us do what we got to do. And when the world is against us, let us keep trusting you.
What you gonna do when the world is against you? God is for you, can you stay true? What you gonna do when the world is against you? God is for you, can you stay true? What you gonna do when the world is against you? God is for you, can you stay true? What you gonna do when the world is against you? God is for you, can you stay true?
Already worked a lot of hours for a little bit of pay, and then they hit you when you off, come out coming today. They change the rules in the middle of the game, it's the same. For a little bit of money, fools are blowing out your brains. Switching the lanes in the Suburban when I'm riding, trying to let the youth know that Christ is arriving soon. They think they got time, but they don't. They acting like they got your back, but they really won't. Bust a grape in the grapefruit fight. I'm just saying, y'all wrong, I'm right. Or if I'm wrong, then I don't want to be right. And I'm just saying, if you right, I don't want to live that life tonight. I'm earning stripes cause I'm going through the go-through. Going through the pain and the pressure and it hurts too. Trying to let you know, God got it and he sees you. Trying to let you know, I'm just here to let you know.
False gods, idols of Buddha. Worship one God, morning star, lion of Judah. All hail Hosanna, he's
the roles of Sharon. Like Samson when the spirit grows and bring it down in sheer folds. Bible's like a magazine, Jesus he the centerfold. Jezebella hated and Ahab is pitiful. Their prophets all liars, worship Baal, practice rituals, but couldn't make fire, so Elijah made it into you. Lord the incredible, Lord the invisible. Tell the principalities that Jesus he the principle. The individual we need to pay more attention to. Bible is a script inspired more than a film or two. The New Testament of Jesus more than an interview. Up close and personal, the Holy Ghost is introduced. All those captives and bondage of sin are loose. Oh Lord, I love to sing your song all day, all day, all day. And when it seems like all hope is gone, pray, all pray, all pray. Don't give up, cause they done did you wrong. Stay, y'all, stay, y'all, stay. We're sent by God, they say in the Hebrew tongue. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Cain hated to give to God who put food on his table. Till I came and gave a better sacrifice, cause I'm able. Tried to put me in a bottle, home, then give me a label. You can keep your title long, I'm too big for your cradle. Spiritually old enough to fix your baby's formula. I'm in dungeons with dragons, witches and sorcerers. An instrumental, praise God, use me in his orchestra. Symphony's amazing and my life is an opera. I was a nobody till Jesus came and made me popular. Was too far to see God, Jesus gave me binocular. Doctor, he ain't out of the woods yet, don't fret, no sweat. Jesus got healing on deck. We in dimensions of the spirit while you war against the flesh. In the sentence, spirit is sure that Jesus is the best. Now your life is mapped out. Jesus GPS, now approaching. Make the left flesh. Oh Lord, I love to sing your song all day, all day, all day. And when it seems like all hope is gone, pray, all pray, all pray. Don't give up, cause they done did you wrong. Stay, all stay, all stay. We're sent by God, they stay in the heat.
I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them.
I am the Lord thy God, which set you free. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Ayo, 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 ayo. I am the Lord thy God, which set you free. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Ayo, 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 ayo. Oh Lord, I love to sing your song all day, all day, all day. And when it seems like all hope is gone, pray, all pray, all pray. Don't give up, cause they done did you wrong. Stay, all stay, all stay. We're sent by God, they say in the Hebrew tongue. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Oh Lord, I love to sing your song all day, all day, all day. And when it seems like all hope is gone, pray, all pray, all pray. Don't give up, cause they done did you wrong. Stay, all stay, all stay. We're sent by God, they say in the Hebrew tongue. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Oh Lord, I love to sing your song all day, all day, all day. And when it seems like all hope is gone, pray, all pray, all pray. Don't give up, cause they done did you wrong. Stay, all stay, all stay. We're sent by God, they say in the Hebrew tongue. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh.
Journey. Searched and found Jesus, cause I saw them early. It's good waking up in the morning, new mercy. You choose this day, the blessing or the cursing. For me, it's the first thing. New wine coming up the vat, bursting. Not receiving Jesus is the worst thing. They gon' feel the worst thing. Hell, demons anxiously waiting to give them worse pain. So I'ma choose life, and if you like, you do the hearse thing. I used to rap dirty, Jesus polished every verse clean. Took this little shepherd boy and turned him to an earth king. The last shall be first, I see that word's working. I'm pregnant in the spirit, starting to feel birth pains. I say my heart's good, my flesh is full of dirt stains. Devil seeks to devour, Lord sees him lurking. Put him under feet like a board, now I'm surfing.
I'm on my way, I'm on my way. I can't stop running, 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 running my race. And when is my number? When is my day? Then I'll be running, running through those pearly gates.
Hey, yo, I'm blessed like Abraham, I glow like Moses. I'm a king like Solomon, but more like Joseph. They say many are called, but I'm more like chosen. If a book described my life, it'd be more like Romans. I don't even lie no more, I stop, I stop. World wanted to question me, why not, why not? Say the truth in Christ and I lie not. I know that the devil sees still from me the power that I got. Be vigilant, be sober, be diligent, be noble. Be perfect in my generation, walk with God like Noah. Some worship in my generation, Sodom and Gomorrah. Some churches in my generation, antichristic over. Time to rise up. I see visions of many in hell, I see them lined up. Even faces of seeing churches, see them signed up. Before your time's up, evil spirit bind up. Can't serve God and money, make your minds up. True riches are in heaven, I'm laying minds up. Now will a man rob God, pay your tithes up? Christ, I got the mind up, watch how I wind up.
I'm on my way, I'm on my way. I can't stop running, 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 running my race. And when is my number? When is my day? Then I'll be running, running through those pearly gates.
Yeah, lots of love. May he protect us from evil.
Sometimes I feel I got this evil on my back, watching me, shooting fiery darts, hoping I slide back. When the storm comes my way, I pray the Lord he comes back, cause I don't wanna be lost, like a sailor without the map. And what I used to be a slave to, I'm tempted with that. But when I'm weak, you're strong, and your strength it proves that. Then you can catch my hands together in unison, thunderclap. You give me grip on my faith like cleats Nike ain't got. And teach me how to weather the storm. And though it's predicted, you still rain along with the sun. So when I'm going through the rain, I can look at the sun. And when it's all said and done, you can look at the sun. This every human, but I wanna do right. And living life dead's the only way to seem to get light. Bury my flesh alive, I want it dead in my life. Keep his evil away from me, Lord, I wanna do right.
Tell to the king and lives of life.
For those of you that think that gospel music has gone too far,
from the evil, hail to the king.
Hail to the king.
Lots of love.
Yeah.
May he protect us from evil.
Trapped in the world that's defiled in sin. They say if he ain't a dope boy then he ain't ballin' like Jay Lynn. And sex seems the only way that you can fit in. I'm catching crazy looks every time I say I'm celibate. Dope boy saying it won't hurt just to celibate. But damn, we hear the truth cause it ain't sweet so they ain't tasting it. I pray you keep me strong so I can show them truth. So when they come to you, they can look at me on what to do. I serve you off top like a coup. So when it's more land, I look to you on what to do. When trouble's all around, I think what Job went through. And if the enemy takes my last, you will bless his time too. And if you did it for a man, you can do it for me too. Everybody got a storm, it's just how you go through. Either you yield to the evil or you look for God to move. Protect us from all the evil and this life we go through.
Hail to the king and lots of love. May he protect us from the evil. Hail to the king, lots of love. May he protect us from evil.
Engage a page, turn a burner stage to fragrance. Raises similar to native sages, staging. Unlocking a cage of praises for rock of ages. Let random rambling rappers rant and raving. Inflame verbs to your nerve endings. Literally feeling these words in my tendons. And rattling occupants of the venue sinews. While the eulogy be orchestrating continuous crescendos. Excellent, been down since Exodus. Like what if the Egyptians and Israelites joined forces? That would force a forfeit, huh? And it's hard to drive hard when your hard drive keeps seeing the force quit. To learn to speak immigrants, yep. The language of the broken like the system in their English. I speak with heaven's accent, angelic dialect. Rapping my coast as if that spirit realm had ocean. Excellent, that's what you should expect from us. Least we could do to say thank you for how we blessed us. All else is blasphemy, disagree, get at me. And he with low standards don't get no mics on. The stage that I stand on to battle with the stakes for the rights to keep the mic for a couple more bars. No YouTube channels for rap battles or cash prizes. Just keeping you cool when heat rises. Nick breaks, concussions, gashes and bruises. It's real manhood with the monthly bills to prove it. Start with me, my art archery aims for the dark meat. Your albums are full of more fights than shark week. Excellent, my writing remains with such serious symbolism. Styles of plenty, pages get the let out like Jimmy. Homie, I am not kidding, there's no play day. Muscle up a hustle, a street name, the DBA. Excellent. Engage a page, turn a burner stage to fragrance. Raises similar to native sages, staging. Unlocking a cage of praises for rock of ages. Let random rambling rappers rant and raving. Inflame verbs to your nerve endings. Literally feeling these words in my tendons. And rattling occupants of the venue sinews. While the eulogy be orchestrating continuous crescendos. Excellent, been down since Exodus. Like what if the Egyptians and Israelites joined forces? That would force a forfeit, huh? And it's hard to drive hard when your hard drive keeps seeing the force quit. To learn to speak immigrants, yep. The language of the broken like the system in their English. I speak with heaven's accent, angelic dialect. Rapping my coast as if that spirit realm had ocean. Excellent, that's what you should expect from us. Least we could do to say thank you for how we blessed us. All else is blasphemy, disagree, get at me. And he with low standards don't get no mics on. The stage that I stand on to battle with the stakes for the rights to keep the mic for a couple more bars. No YouTube channels for rap battles or cash prizes. Just keeping you cool when heat rises. Nick breaks, concussions, gashes and bruises. It's real manhood with the monthly bills to prove it. Start with me, my art archery aims for the dark meat. Your albums are full of more fights than shark week. Excellent, my writing remains with such serious symbolism. Styles of plenty, pages get the let out like Jimmy. Homie, I am not kidding, there's no play day. Muscle up a hustle, a street name, the DBA. Excellent.
Word up. That's the homie Propaganda. Yep, Propaganda. The song called Excellent. Or Excellence, one of them. I might have wrote it wrong. But yeah, man. Yeah, woman. Yeah, children and yeah, teenagerans. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. And much love to you. We do appreciate you tuning in. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. This episode, we on that hip-hop Bible study, little buddy. Hashtag faith in God. All day, every day. You know what I'm talking about? Good days, bad days. God work everything out for you good. Everything that Satan do, that's evil. Yeah, and that's all he do is evil. So all the evil that Satan do to you, God work that out for your good. When you're on his side now, there's no condemnation to you if you're in Christ Jesus now. Yeah, in him. Yeah, we in this world, but we in him while we're in this world. In him we live. In him we move. In him we have our being. Yeah, no death in him. Mm-hmm. Let's get it. Let's pray. Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for bringing us throughout the day. Thank you for bringing us to this point where we are in our lives. Thank you for this broadcast. Thank you for your Holy Spirit of truth. Thank you for your word, the scriptures. Yeah, thank you for Jesus. Jesus, thank you for cleansing us. Thank you for your blood. Yeah, thank you for bringing us back, redeeming us back to Abba Father. Father, you just have your way. We love you. We thank you. We confess our faults. Yeah, we all sinned, and we still fall short. We come short of your glory. So, Father, forgive us for our shortcomings. You created us a clean heart and a renewed right spirit, the right spirit within us, so that you can continue to get the glory from us. Let your will be done. Let your kingdom come in our lives, Father, on this earth, Father, as it is in heaven. Let us trust you and obey you. When we're going through the sufferings, Father, let us still trust you and obey you, knowing that the suffering can't compare to the glory, knowing that our labor is not in vain in you. Let us be steadfast, unmovable, and always abounding, always thriving in the work of the Lord, knowing that our labor is not in vain. In Christ Jesus, have your way. In Jesus' name, amen. Yeah, y'all. We up in here. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Appreciate you tuning in. Hip Hop Bible Study, little buddy. That's what we on. Hashtag faith in God. Mm-hmm. That's what we on. We get our faith from the Word of God. No other book. No other books. Yeah. This right here, this one book, the Word of God, the Bible, it leads to your name being written in the book of life when you hear what the Word is saying and you do it. Yeah. So, that being said, did you put your faith in God yet? Did you put your faith in God yet? Hmm. Well, did you? The Lord is a warrior. Yeah, a man of war is what the King James Version says. The Lord is a warrior. The Lord is his name. Your right hand, O Lord, has become glorious in power. Your right hand, O Lord, has dashed the enemy in pieces. I like that. Your right hand, O Lord, has dashed the enemy in pieces. Broke the enemy in pieces. And that's Exodus chapter 15, verse 3 and verse 6. Yeah, God is the Almighty. God is the beginning and the ending. Mm-hmm. Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith, not of a religion. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we saved, not soft, over here. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Again, thanks for tuning in. And we on that Bible study. Yeah, we on this Bible study. Hallelujah, Abba Father. We on this Bible study. So, part one, and you can go ahead and turn there. And I'm going to meet you there in a few. Part one will be 2 Samuel chapter 23. 2 Samuel chapter 23, 4. Part one for this hip-hop Bible study. This Teaching Tuesdays, you know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Hip-hop and Jesus for the future generation. Yeah. But yeah, man. Part 1, 2 Samuel chapter 23, and please go ahead and go there. Find that. 2 Samuel chapter number 23. Part 2 will be Jeremiah chapter number 16. Yes, part 2, Jeremiah chapter number 16. Part 3, Matthew chapter number 3. Yeah, part 3 will be Matthew chapter number 3. If we can get to it. Last time we tried to get to Jeremiah 16 and Matthew chapter 3 after we did 2 Samuel chapter 22, but 2 Samuel 22 tore up the whole broadcast, and we were stuck on that. It wrecked the whole broadcast, and we just stayed right there in 2 Samuel chapter 22. And then I got up the next day and got on it again. Still be thinking about it. Yeah, man, that was way from last Bible study, a whole week ago. So I encourage you, if you have not gotten into that one, get into that one. Get into that one too, 2 Samuel chapter number 22. But right now we're ready to jump it off with part 1, which will be 2 Samuel chapter number 23. But let's go there. 2 Samuel chapter number 23. And here go an inspirational card. You ready? With the inspiration, with the scripture on there. More than just some inspiration. The word is life. My God will supply all your needs. Mm-hmm. Not my job. My God will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. Is God your God? Is he the one that providing for you? Do you recognize and realize he's the one that give you the power to get wealth? Or is your job your God? Huh? Uh-oh. Think about it. Be on your job. How many hours a week? Full time, 40 hours plus or whatever? Okay. How much of that time, you know, how much do God get 40 hours or more from you? If he get more, you good. If you get more than 40 hours, you good. That means you be taking the Lord to work with you, and you do your job under him, don't you? Yeah. I think I'm going to have to preach about that one. Is your job your God? Is your job? Are you more loyal to that job? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm trying to get focused on this one. 2 Samuel chapter number 23, with this inspirational card done stirred up something right quick. My God will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Do you wait on God, or do you do things yourself and make God wait on you? Let me go on. I'll save that for another time. Is your job your God? Are you more loyal 40 hours a week on that thing? Be rushing through traffic. You know what I'm saying? Be there every day. Do you answer when God calls you? Trying to get on into that. That's in the near future. We'll get that. It's your job. We'll get that one. God, he gave you the power to get wealth. You forgot. All right, we're going over here. The 2 Samuel chapter 23. I'm going over there. Hold on. All right, writing something down. Sorry about that. Multitasking, we teaching, you know, Bible study. If you got a pen and paper or however you take your notes, at least write the scriptures down that we're going over, you know what I'm saying? All right. So, here we go. All right, we ready. 2 Samuel. Second Samuel, chapter number 23, verse 1. And it says, now these are the last words of David. These are the last words of David. This is what David is saying before he's getting ready to be promoted to eternity with God. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. So, now these are the last words of David, and if you want to hear them beautiful words of David, you can read Psalms. Yeah, in your Bible, Psalms, anytime. There's some good ones. Now, he wrote a lot of them. He didn't write all of them, but he wrote a lot of them. I believe the majority was written by David. And it usually had a name over it, some, you know, Psalms by David, and tell you who wrote it or what have you. But, all right, 2 Samuel chapter 23, verse 1. Now, these are the last words of David. Thus says David, the son of Jesse, thus says the man raised up on high, the anointed of the God of Jacob, and the sweet psalmist of Israel. Psalms. Verse 2 says, the Spirit of the Lord spoke by me, and his word was on my tongue. The Spirit of the Lord be speaking by you too. His word be on your tongue too. You got to get it in your heart, right? Then it'll be coming out your mouth. Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. The Spirit of the Lord spoke by me, and his word was on my tongue. The God of Israel said, the Rock of Israel spoke to me. He who rules over men must be just. That's what the God of Israel said. That's what the Rock of Israel spoke to me and said, he who rules over men must be just. Now, if we paying attention right now, David is about to tell us how to be a good leader. Yeah, he letting you know he's ordained by God. God called him. He's anointed by God, raised up on high by God. All right, so we're in Psalms. I mean, not Psalms. 2 Samuel, chapter 23. Sorry about that. Verse 3. The God of Israel said, the Rock of Israel spoke to me. He who rules over men must be just. This is for all that have a leadership position. If you're going to rule over somebody, yeah, it's not for you to abuse your authority. But if you're going to rule over somebody, you got to be just. You got to be right. You got to be fair. You got to be equal. Ruling in the fear of God. That's where we mess up at, because we want to leave God out, and then we end up abusing the authority, right? Yeah, I'm talking about humanly speaking. But he who rules over men must be just. We listening to the king, man, David. Ruling in the fear of God, knowing that God is watching you. Verse 4 says, and he shall be like the light of the morning when the sun rises. Mm-hmm. When you do it right. Yeah, you're going to be like the light of the morning when the sun rises. Yeah, you're going to be shining. A morning without clouds, like the tender grass springing out of the earth by clear shining after rain. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about refresh. Yes, sir. Although my house is not so with God, yet he has made with me an everlasting covenant. Yeah, although my house is not so with God, although I'm not like this with him, yet he has made with me an everlasting covenant, though. All things and secure. For this is all my salvation and all my desire. Will he not make it increase? Verse 6 says, by the sons of rebellion shall all be as, okay, sorry, but the sons of rebellion shall all be as thorns thrust away. Yeah, all the rebellious ones. Rebelling against what? The truth. Yeah, Jesus is the truth to all those that want to rebel against Jesus. Mm-hmm. Talking to you. We in 2 Samuel, chapter number 23, verse 6, but the sons of rebellion shall all be as thorns thrust away. Mm-hmm. Because they cannot be taken with hands. So they're going to be like thorns thrust away. Like thorns, if you throw it, you can't touch the thorns, even if you're throwing it away. right? You got to handle them a certain way with some gloves that's hard or something that's not going to get, the thorn can't get through and stick your fingers. You got some kind of tool or something. So this, we understand this verse. But the sons of rebellion shall all be as thorns thrust away because they cannot be taken with hands. But the man who touches them must be armed with iron. See that? The man who touches them must be armed with iron. Talking about how you got to handle them rebellious ones and comparing them to throwing away thorns. So, but the man who touches them must be armed with iron. Got to be hard. Harder than the thorn. And the shaft of a spear must be armed with iron, and the shaft of a spear, something sharper than them thorns. And they shall be utterly burned with fire in their place. Going to burn them up in their place. Set on fire. Verse 8 says, these are the names of the mighty men whom David had. Okay, so these are the mighty men. The names of the mighty men whom David had. Who was rocking with David, right? All right, let's get through these names. Let's see. Josheb. J-O-S-H-E-B. Bathsheba. The Tachmonite. Chief among the captains. So he the chief among the captains. He was called Adino. Why didn't you say it in the first place? Oh, he was called Adino the Esnite because he had killed 800 men at one time. Ooh-wee-ah, boy. Yeah, now that's a killer there. He killed 800 men at one time. So whoever told you this Bible is boring, or whoever think this Bible boring, they missing out on a whole lot of stuff, man. I'm talking about this real stuff. This is the truth, though. Like, this happened. He killed 800 men at one time. So he was called Adino. Adino. All right, verse 9. 2 Samuel chapter 23. Verse 9 says, and after him was Eleazar, the son of Dodo, the Ahohite, one of the three mighty men with David, when they defiled the Philistines who were gathered there for battle, and the men of Israel had retreated. He arose and attacked the Philistines until his hand was weary, until he got tired. He attacked until he... Yes, sir. And his hands stuck to the sword. The Lord brought about a great victory that day, and the people returned after him only to plunder. So he went through there and tore up some stuff. Look at these men that followed David. One killed 800. Right there. Then you got this one right here. Went in there with the sword, and I'm talking about attack and got the victory. I'm talking about till he got tired, cuz fighting and attacking, killing till he got tired. Wow. Man, they working for God. Yeah, this one, yeah, I mean, it ain't never been about God fighting flesh and blood. But them demons and stuff want to live in bodies, so, you know, and God know, you know, what he doing. They want to live in bodies, and these mother want to make they deal with him, and God wasn't playing. He still ain't playing. We just be experiencing a lot of his mercy. We be experiencing the mercy for God these days. But look at how he acted. Instead of, you know, embracing his mercy, we gonna keep on going all the way to the deep end. I'm humanly speaking again. Going all the way to the deep end. All right, we in 2 Samuel chapter 23. I got to read verse 10 again. It says, he arose and attacked the Philistines until his hand was weary. And his hand stuck to the sword. So he had the sword in his hand the whole time. Slicing and dicing like Leonardo. Yeah, Ninja Turtle, right? All right. The Lord brought, but this is real though. Okay. The Lord brought about, look at that. The Lord brought about a great victory that day. Yeah. Not Eleazar, but the Lord brought about a great victory that day. And the people returned after him only to plunder. So when God finished using him, the people came back just to get the treasures and stuff that was left over from the enemies. All right, verse 11 says, yeah, from the enemies that were slain. Verse 11, 2 Samuel chapter 23, and verse 11 says, and after him was Shammah, the son of Ag, the Hararite. The Philistines had gathered together into a troop where there was a piece of ground full of lentils, so the people fled from the Philistines. Verse 12 says, but he stationed himself. So they ran, and he stationed himself. Now, you'll see each time these God naming these most specifically and letting you know what they're doing. That's why you can't skip over nothing in the Bible. You can't skip over the names either. I know Chronicles. Where do you get the first and second Chronicles? But, yeah, you can't skip over them. They're in here for a reason. This is the word of God. And if one part of this word is important to you, then guess what? The whole Bible is important. This is the word of God. All right? So people done ran. Verse 12, 2 Samuel chapter 23. But he stationed himself in the middle of the field, and it says defended it and killed the Philistines. So the Lord brought about a great victory through him. Look at that. The Lord brought about a great victory. And God waiting to use you too. Submit to God. Resist the devil and make him flee. Yeah, you could be a tool being used by God on this earth and letting him glory, get the glory from your life. Verse 13, 2 Samuel chapter 23, verse 13. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We on this hip hop Bible study, little buddy. I'm your homie Oasis. All right, 2 Samuel chapter number 23, verse 13 says, then three of the 30 chief men went down at harvest time and came to David at the cave of Adullam. And the troop of Philistines encamped in the valley of Rephaim. David was then in the stronghold, and the garrison of the Philistines was then in Bethlehem. Now, verse 15 says, and so David was hiding out. Don't get confused. Verse 15 says, and David said with longing, oh, that someone would give me a drink of the water from the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gate. So the three mighty men broke through the camp of the Philistines. They broke. Now, these are the mighty men of David that was, you know, who David had. Who had David's back? Okay, now David wasn't no—he wasn't no little Rudy Pooh. You see what I'm saying? He wasn't no little soft, no punk, no sissy, nothing. Now he's a warrior and a king at the same time, and he's ordained by God, so he is about God's business. He's a shepherd as well, and when he was a shepherd, that's when he was writing all that poetry, all them psalms, should I say, poetry. So some of them be poetry, some of them, most of them be songs. Songs and poetry, they, you know, about the same anyway, except with music. All right, 2 Samuel, chapter number 23, verse 16 says, so the three mighty men broke through the camp of the Philistines, drew water from the well of Bethlehem that was by the gate, and took it and brought it to David. Nevertheless, he would not drink it, but poured it out to the Lord. Interesting, David. Interesting. All right, verse number 17. It says, and he said, far be it from me, O Lord, that I should do this. Is this not the blood of men who went in jeopardy of their lives? They went in jeopardy of their lives just to get me some water, right? That's how David is feeling, right? Therefore, he would not drink it. That's why he didn't drink it. Want me to read it again? Verse 17, 2 Samuel, chapter 23. And he said, so this is the reason he poured it out. He wanted it bad. They were bad enough to break through. The request was urgent enough. It was a big enough priority for them to put their lives in danger, but he poured it out. Yeah, because he wanted to get them water. And he said, far be it from me, O Lord, that I should do this. Is this not the blood of the men who went in jeopardy of their lives? Therefore, he will not drink it. These things were done by the three mighty men. Okay? Now, Abishai, the brother of Joab, the son of Zeruiah, was chief of another three. He lifted his spear against 300 men, killed them, and won a name among these three. So that's one of the three men right there, Abishai. Killed 300. Yeah, he lifted his spear against 300 men, killed them, and won a name among these three. And see, the thing about this is, we just being reminded of who God is and how God is too. You see what I'm saying? Because it's way off. That's why we gotta spend time with God and spend time in His Word for ourselves, man. You see what I'm saying? God don't play. These are men that's on God's side. That's, you know, following God and following David, because David is the leader whom God chose. He's the king whom God chose. Yeah, after Saul, Saul was the first king. But God had to give him somebody after his heart, and that's who David was. That's why David was letting us know, if you're going to be ruling over somebody, you got to be just. And you got to know that God is ruling over you. Yeah, He's watching you. And He the one gave you that position. Right now, we're in 2 Samuel chapter 23. Verse 19 says, was he not the most honored of the three? Therefore, he became their captain. However, he did not attain to the first three. Benaiah was the son of Jehoiada, the son of a valiant man, that's a good old warrior, from Kabzeel, who had done many deeds. He done a lot of stuff. He had killed two lion-like heroes of Moab. Lion-like heroes. So, wow. You know, lions don't lose. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, but so he killed two of those heroes from Moab that were lion-like. He also had gone down and killed a lion, wow, in the midst of a pit on a snowy day. Wow. This man went and killed a lion, man. Wow. Verse 21 says, and he killed an Egyptian, a spectacular man. Now remember, David dropped Goliath. So the people who God naming right here, letting us know about, man, they was dropping folks. Like, golly, bro. They were dropping them up, and these were the enemies of God who they were dropping. When I say dropping, I mean the Bible say slew, but we'll say killed them. Yeah. He killed an Egyptian, see that? The Bible say he killed right there. He killed an Egyptian, verse 21, a spectacular man. The Egyptian had a spear in his hand, so he went down to him with a staff, rested the spear out of his hand, or wrestled the spear out of the Egyptian's hand, and killed him with his own spear. Just like David cut Goliath's head off with his own sword, right? And remember, David was a boy back then. He was 12, 13 maybe. You see what I'm saying? Wasn't even old enough to be in the army, man. Maybe he was 15. You know what I'm saying? But he was young. He wasn't no 18. These things Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, did and won a name among the three mighty men. Verse 23 says, he was more honored than the 30, but he did not attain to the first three. Wow. And David appointed him over his guard, Benaiah. Verse 24 says, Asahel, the brother of Joab, was one of the 30. Elhanan, the son of Dodo of Bethlehem, so now they're naming the 30 people. Shema, the Herodite. Elika, the Herodite. Helez, the Pelotite. Ara, the son of Ikesh, the Tekoite. And another reason, you know, that we be reading these names too. You might see some names that's familiar. You'd be like, oh, I didn't even know that was in the Bible. Yep. Verse 27 says, Abiezer, the Anathite, Mebonai, the Hishatite, Zalman, the Ahohite, Mahari, the Netophatite. Wow. We getting through it, though. We getting through it. Somebody say he getting through it. All right, verse 29 says, Heleb, the son of Bana, the Nephite, Ittai, the son of Ribai, from Gibeah, the children of Benjamin. Now, I can say Benjamin real good. Yes, sir. All right, next verse. Benaiah, a Parathonite. Hidai is a name, right? Hidai, H-I-D-D-A-I, from the brooks of Gaiash. Abi Albon, the Arabatite. Asmavath, the Berhermite. Wow, Berhermite. Mm-hmm. Y'all think we have some funny names these days? Shoot. Verse 32. We're going to verse 39, all right? We almost there. Eliaba, the Shalabonite of the sons of Jeshen. Jonathan, I can say that real good. Jonathan, yes, sir. Shema, the Harahite. Ahayim, the son of Shara, the Harahite. The Hararite. Verse 34 says, Eliphelet, the son of Ahishba, the son of Mechatite. The son of the Mechatite. Eliam, the son of Ahithophel, and Gileonite. All right, we speaking Hebrew names, okay? I know what's going on, man. And I'm, you know, Hebrew is, I'm not familiar with it because they washed me down with all this American stuff, see, so I don't, I got to say it how the Lord give it to me. All right, where we at? Verse number 35, right? Hezrei, these are the names of the mighty men who had David back and who David had with him, okay? 2 Samuel chapter number 23, verse 35. Hezrei, the Carmelite. Peray, the Arbite. Egal, the son of Nathan, of Zobah. Benai, the Gidite. Zilek, the Ammonite. Nahare, the Berathite. Armabearer, I can say that real good. Armabearer of Joab, the son of Zariah. Verse 38 says, Ara, the Itharite. The Reb, the Itharite. And Uriah, the Hittite. 37 in all. All right, 37 in all. Y'all should remember Uriah. You know what I'm saying? That's Bathsheba's husband.
That was her husband.
All right. We finished. We got through it. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God is good. So that's 2 Samuel, chapter number 23. Started off real good. Got a little rough at the end when we was going through these names, bro. But, hey, we up in here. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip-Hop Meets Christ. Yeah, faith comes by hearing. Hearing comes by this word. Hey, you on that word, ain't you? The word of God. Appreciate everybody tuning in, man. We'll be right back. When we come back, part 2, Jeremiah, chapter 16. All right, part 2, Jeremiah, chapter 16. We'll be right back. This is When Hip-Hop Meets the Christ. I'm your homie, Oasis.
I proclaim the name of the Holy One, Yeshua, yes you are. I'm in awe, pressing for the purpose that I'm destined for. Simile, metaphor, pick me up off the floor, now I soar. Would you rather settle for less or more? He's the door, draw close. Father, Son, Holy Ghost, Trinity, Divinity, Communion, remember me. Death was the penalty for sin in the enemy. So flesh is the enemy, but Christ is the remedy. Willingly, I submit to him for the process. Isn't he the context in which humans progress? My yes offers him permission for my best interest. It's tied into the vision that I digest. Why just wait lacking when seek is rewarded? I'm stacking up faith for receiving my portion. When diligence is missing, the seed is aborted. But innocence through penitence redeems and restores it.
We persevere, tribulation works patience. The
awakens the frightening. Strife often heightened by personal grief, made strained by the stressed out, remain unenlightened. I like those that nightlife controls his disciples, triumph over strongholds and overcome cycles that bind up and paralyze the mind of the masses. They might shine, but we find the kingdom surpasses. The peace that they promise is closer to bondage. Without fighting flesh, my frustration is constant. And if I lay my sword down now, I will forfeit my crown. Hang around and observe what we accomplish. We persevere, tribulation works patience. The kingdom is here and it exceeds what we're facing. Placing our faith in the grace of God's altar. The glory offered by the cross outshines what it cost you. We persevere, tribulation works patience. The kingdom is here and it exceeds what we're facing. Placing our faith in the grace of God's altar. The glory offered by the cross outshines what it cost you. Fight, music, last stand on the wall like Nehemiah to come down would cost me. Giving it my all, don't wanna fall, it's too costly. No time to stall, just start small and be diligent. Turned off to the world, though my mind's eye is vigilant. I see sin, but seek him, my weekends are tied up. We're reaching out and reading about the things of Messiah. Preparing for his people, the portion of the newborn. Who've been ignorant of benefits they get for too long. Let's move on, making our way toward purpose. You didn't know you had one, you saw yourself as worthless. It's only cause your vision stayed focused on the surface. But if you ever notice there's a seed and you can birth it, it may cause discomfort. I hear that contractions are actions that help produce the fruit of our passions. They last long enough to get the task in the passion, and that's when actuality surpasses galactic. We persevere, tribulation works patience. The kingdom is here and it exceeds what we're facing. Placing our faith in the grace of God's altar. The glory offered by the cross outshines what it costs you. We persevere, tribulation works patience. The kingdom is here and it exceeds what we're facing. Placing our faith in the grace of God's altar. The glory offered by the cross outshines what it costs you.
What's mobbing? H-O-G-O-M, hooked on God over money, man.
What's the word on the
Seven
street,
dose,
man?
Seven Dose, Lil Bri, I see you. Biz a lot, see you, boy.
Bumps, I see you, bruh.
Good looking out, gold fingers.
Word.
I'm in the labs, Macromental's finest, man.
Yeah.
Black, big bro.
God over money, bumps. Tripping. I was living and my life was off. Kinda like I ain't paid my bill. On the real, yo, my sight was lost. I had that bad D, cause I would fall by his cross. Till he raised me up and hired me.
Like your boss.
Take the scripture lesson, I've been addressing. My guy's like a narcoleptic. You know he's interesting. Get it? Answer, never mind, it's better I let him slide. On the real, cause the flesh really gotta die. My pen describes how he's been divine. Been divine, been divine, been divine. Oh, none of these devil lines Andres. Just one of my kind of slain. You'll be the same as every single one of my kind, bruh. The God of the gospel truth like medicine, but oh, dead and sin. They say I got it backwards, but I think I got dyslexic friends.
Yo, he's legit. Yeah, we revving at Jesus click. Yes, you better believe it. His name, we throw up like bulimic chicks. Play the fifth, never that.
And I ain't one time, but I'ma need you to get your hands up. Like stand up, yeah, I'm a Christian. And what?
Put your hands up in the air. If you've been aware, you've been saved by grace through faith and place within a stir. Quit forsaking your placement and be a witness there. To declare, this is more than Satan, some kind of prayer. Hands up in the air. If you've been aware, you've been saved by grace through faith and place within a stir. Quit forsaking your placement and be a witness there. Living player, this is more than Satan, some kind of prayer.
Been heck of blessed ever since I left the quest for money. Fit like a techno vest, Jehovah words were less than holy. This is my testimony. Was ready and willing and for a check would deliver you death, but everything coming about your death was phony. Never was the shooter, I just knew him. Never moved the key, but I could introduce you to him. But if you not the shooter, you just the guy who will move him to do it. Then who are you to just sit and act like you innocent, stupid? Justifying my evil, celebrating my good, while I was pumping cane through the youngest brains in the hood. Like, yo, I dare you to do it. Yo, you gon' let that ride. Now you up in that box, cause you ain't let that slide. I was so blind, both eyes tainted, claiming to know God, till he showed me I was just trying to be God in my own mind. Now I praise him for the blown high. No lie, so grind, homie, I'm on mine for the most high.
Put your hands up in the air. If you've been aware, you've been
safe. Grace through faith and place within his care. Quit forsaking your placement and be a witness there. To declare, and I was such a filthy little rodent, homie. Such a dirty rat, 30 pack, clacked in my king of comedy. Bernie Mac, ruthless, but a gouda, a shooter. Yeah, Zerbiak, Redman on a dead end, putting eggs in, we'll be bringing birdies back. It's fun and games till you get bucked up or up and changed, then it's a scurry fact. Once them feds is looking up your name, ain't his worry whack. On my cherry hat, I married that. Now you can read my testimony off of the stone where I'm buried. Old things being passed away, ain't no eulogy. I'm steering folk that miracle that it's gonna take for you to see. If you're a Satan pimp in your current station ain't cool with me, it's love, blood. I'm trying to rebuke you truthfully, it's time for breakthrough. I'm trying to place you onto a truth that consecrates you, dog. If you're a believer, he not gonna leave you, nor forsake you. Oh, it ain't always good, but it is always God. I'm born again and I'm gon' always mob.
Put your hands up in the air. If you get a word, you can say God. Grace through faith and place within his care. Quit forsaking your placement and be a witness there. To declare, this is motivation, some kind of prayer. Hands up in the air. If you get a word, you can say God. Grace through faith and place within his care. Quit forsaking your placement and be a witness there. To declare, this is motivation, some kind of prayer.
Mic check 1 2 1 2. This is more than stating some sinner's prayer. Yeah, this is more than just stating some sinner's prayer, man. You know what I'm talking about? It's the kingdom of God. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. And we on this hip hop Bible study, little buddy. Hashtag faith in God. And we getting it from the word. We're getting our faith in God from the word of God. You got to hear and you got to do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to have faith and action, faith and works. So part two, part one was 2 Samuel chapter 23. Part two, we're going to Jeremiah chapter 16. Let's go. Jeremiah chapter 16 for part two for this episode. He'll appreciate everybody tuning in, however you tuned in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. And I'm your homie Oasis, man. We up in the building. All right, part two, Jeremiah. Chapter number 16. When you have it, say amen. Gotta find myself. But I know once you get to Isaiah, you're getting warmer. Jeremiah, there it is. Chapter 16. Jeremiah chapter 16, starting at verse 1. Give you a few more seconds to get there. Jeremiah chapter 16, verse 1. Appreciate you tuning in. Jeremiah chapter 16, verse 1 says, the word of the Lord, not the word of a man, not the word of an angel, sure enough, not the word of the devil, okay? But the word of the Lord also came to me saying, you shall not take a wife, nor shall you have sons or daughters in this place. Specific instructions. And if you remember, Jeremiah, his wife ended up dying in earlier chapters, I believe we read this. Yeah, earlier chapters. So now God's telling him, don't take a wife and don't have sons or daughters in this place right here. Verse 3 says, for thus says the Lord concerning the sons and daughters who are born in this place. This is why you don't have them born in this place. This is what the Lord says concerning them and concerning their mothers who bore them and their fathers who begot them in this land. Verse 4 says, they shall die gruesome deaths in this place. They shall not be lamented, nor shall they be buried, but they shall be like refuse
on the face of the earth. Like the trash when it be going to the landfill, the refuse. Mm-hmm. They shall be consumed by the sword and by famine, and their corpses shall be meat for the birds of heaven and for the beasts of the earth. Now, he said it's going to be gruesome. That's why when God tells us not to do something, even if he don't tell us the reason why, because some of us don't like to move unless we know why, but we need to learn to move when God says do what he do, whether he tell us why or not. Right here, he just happened to be explaining this to Jeremiah and us. Okay, don't have them here because they're going to die of gruesome deaths up in here, and the mamas and daddies. It's a bad time right there. Verse 5 says, for thus says the Lord, do not enter the house of mourning. You know, no lamentations, no crying out loud. No, they're not going to be buried or nothing, right? For thus says the Lord, do not enter the house of mourning, nor go to lament or bemoan them. For I have taken away my peace from this people, says the Lord. Loving kindness and mercies, he took it away from them. Good old Christians don't know what to do. They still out here trying to pray for them. And God doing something totally different. That's why everybody who names Jesus don't belong to Jesus. Because the Bible says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are, make it personal, we are the sons of God, the ones that's being led by the Spirit of God. All right, when Jeremiah chapter number 16, I'm going to start back at verse 5, it says, for thus says the Lord, this is what the Lord's saying, do not enter the house of mourning, nor, you don't be feeling sorry, don't shed no tear, do not enter the house of mourning, nor go to lament or bemoan them, for I have taken away my peace from this people. So how you praying for the peace to come to them, and I took my peace away? See what I'm saying? We got to get on the same page that God is on, okay? I took my peace away from this people, says the Lord, loving kindness and mercies. Both the great and the small shall die in this land. It's not a good land right here. They shall not be buried, neither shall men lament for them, cut themselves, nor make themselves bald for them. Yeah, you see all this? They cut themselves, make themselves bald. Nobody gonna do that for them. Verse 7 says, nor shall men break bread in mourning for them to comfort them for the dead. Nor shall men give them the cup of consolation to drink for their father or their mother. No, don't feel sorry for them. You can't feel sorry for folks when God judges them. You just got to go ahead and let it be done and do it. All right. Watch and pray on that situation too. Verse 8 says, also you shall not go into the house of feasting to sit with them to eat and drink. You know, don't go in the house of feasting to sit with them to eat and drink. For thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, you better listen to your God. This is what he's saying. Behold, I will cause to cease from this place before your eyes and in your days the voice of mirth and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride. So ain't gonna be no happy times for them. I'm going to cause to cease all that gladness that they own, right? Verse 10 says, and it shall be when you show this people all these words, and they say to you, why has the Lord pronounced all this great disaster against us? Oh, what is our iniquity? Or what is our sin that we have committed against the Lord our God? Verse 11 says, then you shall say to them, because your fathers have forsaken me, says the Lord. They have walked after other gods and have served them and worshiped them and have forsaken me and not kept my law. Okay? So what they got to do with me? Read the next verse. And you have done worse than your fathers then. Boom, ba-doom, boom. Uh-oh. It just got real, didn't it? Yes, sir. Yeah, well, I had to tell you about your fathers first.
because you worse than them. Let's go back. Yeah, because people that forget about God, they not going to have children that remember God because they ain't telling them about God. They're raising children up, they don't know about God. So Jeremiah 16, verse 11, says, then you shall say to them, because your fathers have forsaken me. Your fathers left me, says the Lord. They have walked after other gods, little G-O-D-S. They're little. They have walked after other gods and have served them and worshiped them and have forsaken me and not kept my law. One of the main gods that people leave God for and worship and serve is money. It's dangerous, man. Money. So much so that they call him the dollar the almighty. What? God is the almighty, not no dollar. That's man-made. A dollar with no value. Get it out of here. Mm-hmm. How that's almighty, and it ain't got no value. It ain't even got no gold to back it up. Yes, verse 12. Jeremiah chapter 16, verse 12 says, and you have done worse than your fathers. Mm-hmm. For behold, each one follows what? The dictates of his own evil heart. That's why you can't follow your heart. No, you got to follow your God. They go for the young children, too. Because I'd be seeing them wearing the shirts. Follow your heart. No, your heart is deceitful. You can't follow your heart, cuz. Unless your heart belong to God now. Yeah. But you're still going to be following God. Okay? He directs you. So, let's go. The ones that they follow, each one follows the dictates of his own evil heart, not his own godly heart, but his own evil heart, so that no one listens to me. Don't. I feel like Father. Boy, I hear you, Father. I hear you. They done forgot. The parents done forgot. And the children ain't studying them. They doing worse than the fathers. They doing worse than the parents. But they following the dictates of their own evil hearts, so that no one listens to God, not the parents or the children. God, that's messed up. That ain't going to be good. Verse 13, that's not going to be good for the children or the parents. We already seen what God's going to do in the first few verses. Gruesome deaths. And, yeah, God, he a killer too. Y'all scared of the wrong one. Y'all scared of Satan. Please. Satan's scared of Jesus. Okay, I say it again. Satan is scared of Jesus. Terrified. More than that. I hear you, Jesus. More than that. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. More than scared. Mm-hmm. Nobody listening to God, huh? 2021. Yeah, the parents. They taking them children to go get vaxxed up. They ain't taking them to go get the blood of Jesus over their life. Yeah. This God checking stuff. We in Jeremiah chapter 16, the last part of verse 12, saying that nobody listening to me. That's what God said. No one listens to me because the fathers, the parents forsook me, says the Lord. They walked after other little G-O-D-S's, little gods. Parents forsook me. They walked after other gods and have served them and even worshiped them, forsaken me and not kept my law. Then verse 12 says, the children, yeah, you have done worse than your fathers. But behold, each one follows the dictates of his own evil heart, so that no one listens to me. And that's where we at. Why ain't nobody listening to God? They got too much more important stuff to do in this vain world, really? Is it really that important to you that you can overlook God even to this day with this stupid coronavirus still here that's busting up humans and stuff, man, busting up their little free medicine? Yeah, that don't even sound right in America, do it? Free medicine. Get your medical bill be your highest bill. They get this free medicine all of a sudden. Get, and it ain't working. Coronavirus is busting this stuff up, man. And you still got the nerve to treat God like Jesus is far away from coming back? No, he gonna come back one day. And you can go to sleep tonight, and he can come back before you wake up. You can go. He can come back before you go to sleep. Mm. Yeah, it's real. And it ain't just for this moment. You best to remember this stuff, okay? Because it's the truth. We want to go back over here in this vain world and try to feel comfortable in this vain world, but not me. Somebody say, not me. Yeah, not me. I said for me, for y'all, too. Not me. Yeah, if you want to get stuck in this vain world, want to go back and be comfortable on this earth, okay, all right. And God ain't comfortable with you? Mm-hmm. We can't wake up, if we following Jesus, we can't wake up and be comfortable on this earth with all this stuff going on in the world. But we got to, you know, put our mind on the Lord so he can keep us in perfect peace, though. Because he do that. If you keep your mind on him, why? Because you trusting in him. That's what his word says. Jeremiah chapter 16, verse 13. Therefore, here go the consequences of rejecting God and following your own heart and not listening to God. Verse 13, therefore I will cast you out of this land into a land that you do not know, neither you nor your fathers, and there you shall serve other gods day and night, where I will not show you favor. Verse 14, Jeremiah chapter 16 says, therefore, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that it shall no more be said, the Lord lives, who brought up the children of Israel from the land of Egypt, but it's going to be said, the Lord lives, who brought up the children of Israel from the land of the north and from all the lands where he had driven them. For I will bring them back into their land, which I gave to their fathers. Now, his mercy. You need to come to God and love him and accept his mercy, not just take advantage of the mercy. Oh, yeah, you know. And, you know, some people is so retarded. Satan got some people so fooled that they think they going to live however they want to live and then repent and tell God, give God their life right before they die. And that's not, I mean, come on, man. How that work? How that going to work? You don't even know when you're going to die. Everybody don't go out, you know, suffering and take a long time before they die, you know, and all that. Yeah, some people immediately go. There'd be a lot of that. You know what I'm saying? Think about Kobe Bryant. That was last year, wasn't it? Immediately. Like, golly. I was just looking into, bro, you know, because he had done, you know, finished with basketball. I was just looking into him. And then him and the daughter. And not only him and the daughter, but we just, you know, we feel like we know them. We don't even know him either. But we don't know nobody else on the plane. No, that was killed on the chopper. You see what I'm saying? But I'm just saying. That's how some people are. But you got to come to Jesus, N-O-W, now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right now. You don't know if you're going to wake up tomorrow. You don't know if you're going to make it to bed today, tonight. Mm-hmm. Your next breath ain't guaranteed. God will restore Israel. The Lord lives. He's going to bring them back. Behold, I will send for many fishermen, says the Lord, and they shall fish them. And afterward, I will send for many hunters, and they shall hunt them for from every mountain and every hill and out of the holes of the rock. For my eyes are on all their ways. Do y'all hear this? Yeah, put that in the atmosphere, in the spirit. Yeah. God's eyes are on all of our ways. He got all-seeing eyes, you remember? He got seven spirits on every continent. Seven spirits on every continent, right? So all them religions can go out the door because God's spirit is true, the truth, the spirit of truth. That's going to lead everybody to Jesus, right? Okay, who are willing. If you want to be stuck in religion, want to get stuck in philosophy, want to do your own thing, be in opinions, okay. You better know my eyes are on all their ways, is what God is saying. They are not hidden from my face, nor is their iniquity hidden from my eyes. God sees everything and everybody, open and naked. It's never nighttime to God. So even when you know, the humans want to do stuff at nighttime, okay, all right, it's still daytime to God. And he's looking. He sees everything open and naked before him. Ain't nothing hiding from him. Nothing hides from him. My mama used to say, and them older folks used to say back in the day, you can run, but you can't hide from God. You can run from God, but you can't hide. You can't even run from him, really. He ain't every breath you breathe, so. Yeah, where can I go from your spirit, or where can I flee from your presence? That's in the Bible. If I go to heaven, you there. If I go to hell, you there. Even there, your hand gonna lead me. Like, what? If I go into the middle of the sea, even there, your hand gonna lead me. So you can't run or hide from God, really. Adam and Eve tried, but they, they weren't able. So, verse 17, Jeremiah 16 says, "For my eyes are on all their ways. They are not hidden from my face, nor is their iniquity hidden from my eyes." God see everything, even the stuff that we don't see. That's why you mess up, you better confess up. You see that. But God see everything. I'm talking about even far as the kidnaps and the rapes and, you know, all kind of sodomy, everything. God see everything, Charlie. You see what I'm saying? And it's a wonder when you think about it, and when God letting you know he see everything, it makes you realize, you know, and wonder or appreciate really his mercy. Like, man, what? That, and you really understand that God is long-suffering. Like, boy, I see everything, all my eyes on all their ways. Nor is there iniquity hidden from my eyes. Verse 18 says, And first I will repay double for their iniquity and their sin. And first I will repay double for their iniquity and their sin. That's why I know vax ain't working on the coronavirus. Yeah, you want the coronavirus gone? Repent. Come to Jesus. God bless America. Y'all remember that? Y'all sure don't say that no more, do you? Anyway, it's time for America to bless God. And not just America, this earth, the world. You need to bless God. And first, I will repay double, because God going to repay double for your iniquity and for your sin. Know that. Mm-hmm. Because they have defiled my land. They messed my land up. They what y'all think he going to do? Because y'all done messed his earth up. Y'all defiled his earth. They have filled my inheritance with the carcasses of their detestable and abominable idols. Why? No wonder. Carcasses, there's death. They'll fill his inheritance with carcasses and detestable and abominable idols. That's why their death's going to be gruesome. Verse 19 says, "O Lord, my strength and my fortress, my refuge in the day of affliction, my refuge in the day of affliction. The Gentiles shall come to you from the ends of the earth and say, surely our fathers have inherited lies. Our fathers inherited lies, all these religions, worthlessness, and unprofitable things. All this crap going on in the media. Mm-hmm. Will a man make gods for himself, which are not gods?" How that's your God and you the one made it? Mm-hmm. That go for your money too. How that's your God? You the one made it, huh? God made man, not the other way around. "Therefore, behold, I will this once cause them to know. I will cause them to know my hand and my might, and they shall know that my name is the Lord." So he going to do something, and he's already doing it too, to make folks know that, yeah, I'm the Lord. So get ready. We already recognizing and realizing it. So it ain't for us. But it's going to keep us straight, too, though. Yeah, I'm reading about how God is dealing with how he dealt with. I just finished reading it, how he dealt with the Egyptians, how they were getting punished and cursed and plagues and stuff, and how he was blessing Israel at the same time. Like, wow. Mm-hmm. Right around the corner from each other. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Same neighborhood. They messed up on this side, but they right here on this side, they good. Then I'm talking about then how he blocked that cloud that was leading them. He got in the back of them. And then it lit up the Israelites on one side, and then it blinded. Well, it made the other side, the enemies, Pharaoh them, it made it dark for them. You see what I'm saying? Like, boy, yeah, Jesus be the truth. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah, man, this is When Hip-Hop Meets the Christ. Shout-outs to you. Much love to you. We appreciate you tuning in. We on this hip-hop Bible study, little buddy. When we come back, we jumping into part number 3, which will be Matthew chapter number 3. So we'll be right back. Make this kind of quick. All right, we'll be right back. Matthew 3.
it cold. Your picture pitch black, you comparing to my soul. Angels ready crying, ain't no penance for my roles. I don't wanna face a sentence, but it's clear I'm getting cold.
I try hard.
Every time I think I'm on the way up.
Yeah.
All the wicked stuff I'm plotting make me stay up.
Yeah.
It's like I ain't in control of my soul. Doing good is hard labor, but evil's like a layup. Mama ain't raised me wrong. Partner, I ain't popping pistols till your brain is blown. Still I know my list of sin is getting way too long.
Yeah.
If only God can judge me, what lawyer gon' take me on? Take me on.
I'm a man, I'm a man. I ain't perfect, but he understands, understands. Hope we do, cause I got bigger plans. Time is money, her days are 100 grand, 100 grand.
How I know he made me a black man with all black clothes, black coffee, black and that on all my flow. But why is black a problem here for all my bros? And why they tryna put a tag on all our toes? Black fist on a pig sticking at my fro. He made me black and put his image on my soul. They thought our fight was finished in 1964. New specific, same heart, same issues unfold.
I'm a man, I'm a man. I ain't perfect, but he understands, understands. Hope he do, cause I got bigger plans. Time is money, her days are 100 grand, 100 grand.
Every single moment, we got demons weighing heavy. Heaven, I've been weighing on. Only time we ain't divided is when we grown. But he died, the recruit is made upon him. Tell him that I'm on the way, bro, change the song. And I'ma get there any day, bro, wait up for me. Don't know what to say, but I don't wanna be vague. Don't wanna get what I deserve, I want my dirt in the grave. Hope it's hard to hold when you're facing doom. Hard to swallow when your stomach's like a vacant room. Hungry for the place of peace, please take me soon. Till then, I'll be praising in the waiting room.
Yeah, praise him in the waiting room. Yeah, right. Because when you're waiting on God, you're going to renew your strength. Going to mount up with wings as eagles. Mount up with wings as eagles, going to run and not be weary, going to walk and not faint. All that from waiting on God. So praise him while you're waiting on him. Expect. Expect him to do it. Expect him to do exactly what he says he's going to do. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. We on this hip hop Bible study. Little buddy. And we ready for Matthew chapter number 3. All right. Matthew chapter number 3. In case you just now tuning in or you missed it or what have you. Part 1 was 2 Samuel chapter 23. Yeah, 2 Samuel chapter 23. Part 1. Part 2 was Jeremiah chapter 16. Part 2, Jeremiah chapter 16 and part 3, where we going right now? Yeah, Matthew chapter number 3. Getting ready to get up out of here. Matthew chapter number 3. And it's not a long chapter. So let's go. May be packed with a lot in here, though, so let's go. We're going to see. If it's packed with a lot, we have to unpack it. We have to unpack that. Unpack this chapter, unpack these scriptures, so we can get the truth out of this thing. Matthew chapter 3, verse 1 says, in those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, repent,
for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. I don't know how much more time we think we got on this earth. I don't know how much time we think, you know, that the earth gonna put up with this. I don't know how much time, how much more time we think that God gonna put up with this stuff. Verse 3 says, for this is he who was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, talking about John the Baptist. He's the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare, get it ready right now, the way of the Lord, because he coming. Make his paths straight. He coming straight to your heart. Make it straight. Make your heart straight to receive him. Yeah, make his path straight. Prepare the way. Get ready for the return of Jesus. All right. Verse 4 says, now John himself was clothed in camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then Jerusalem, yeah, he wasn't eating no steaks and stuff, okay? Locusts and wild honey out there in the wilderness. Not in no restaurant. Then Jerusalem, all Judea, and all the region around the Jordan went out to him and were baptized by him in the Jordan, confessing their sins. They were baptized by John in the Jordan, confessing their sins. They listened to him when he said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Verse 2. John chapter 3, verse 7 says, but when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees, that's some good religious folks, right? When he saw many of them coming to his baptism, he said to them, brood of vipers. They religious. They always looking down their nose at folk, right? They think they're better than everybody else because they know the law, right? But they don't know the Lord. John is on assignment from the Lord. The Pharisees and Sadducees are lost. They know the law. Pharisees and Sadducees, they come to him, to his baptism. He said to them, you brood of vipers. You know, you snakes, a bunch of snakes. Vipers. Who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Why are you trying to run from God's wrath? It's coming. Who warned you to flee? Therefore, bear fruits worthy of repentance. Yeah, live the life. Don't just be running over here. You know what I'm saying? Live the life. Mm-hmm. Yeah, lived life. Wow. Therefore, bear fruits worthy of repentance. Verse 9 says, and do not think to say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our father. For I say to you that God is able to raise up children to Abraham from these stones, man. Don't be trying to justify yourself talking about Abraham, your father. Abraham, Hebrew. You know what I'm saying? I'm Hebrew too. For I say to you that God is able to raise up children to Abraham from these rocks, cuz. Mm-hmm. And even now the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Mm-hmm. Urgent. Therefore, every tree which does not bear good fruit is cut down. All them churches that didn't bear good fruit, cut down. Mm-hmm. And thrown into the fire. Every tree which does not bear good fruit is cut down, thrown into the fire. Verse 11 says, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I. See how John is talking about Jesus? Even though John is, you know, God is using John right here, but John understand, like, the one that's coming after me, man, he the one. I ain't nothing compared to him. So, verse 11, Matthew chapter 3, Matthew chapter 3, verse 11 says, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I. See, we miss John the Baptist baptism, so, but we need the one that John said that's coming after him, that he said is mightier than him. That's the one we need right there. Yeah, we need his baptism. Some folks are still trying to run and get that John baptism in that water. John let you know, I baptize you with water, yeah, but he who is coming after me, number one, he mightier than I am, whose sandals I am not worthy to loose. I can't even untie his shoestring. That's how much better he is than me. He will baptize you with what? With the Holy Spirit and fire, which is greater than water. You want that? You want Jesus to baptize you with the Holy Spirit, which is the Spirit of Truth, the Holy Ghost, the third part of the Trinity, right? All of, it's still God. So you want Jesus to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. Verse 12 says, his winnowing fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly clean out his threshing floor. So that's a tool, a farming tool. I don't know too much about it, okay? But it's a farming tool. His winnowing fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly clean out his threshing floor and gather his wheat into the barn, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. You belong to him, producing great fruit for him. You the wheat, he going to gather you, he going to keep you, because wheat is healthy for us. Mm-hmm. But he going to burn up the chaff. That's that cut grass that, you know, it could even be those leaves that's falling off the trees right now, because that's the same thing like chaff. Chaff is just the cut grass after you cut it. The grass that's cut that ain't went nowhere, that'll be blowing down the street or go back into the grass or something. All right, so he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Verse 13 says, then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. Jesus came to John to be baptized by him. So Jesus had all of us in him when he got baptized by John. So we did get baptized when Jesus did. But now you need Jesus to baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire, not just water. Mm-hmm. And John tried to prevent him, saying, I need to be baptized by you. Look at John. It's real. John respects Jesus. Like, man, I need to be baptized by you, man. What the? And he got the right attitude towards Jesus. And John tried to prevent him, tried to stop him, saying, I need to be baptized by you. And are you coming to me? Look how humble Jesus is, though. But Jesus answered and said to him, permit it to be so now. Let this go. Go ahead and baptize me now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. I got to do all the law. Jesus fulfilled the law for us. See what I'm saying? He got baptized for you in the water. So now you need Jesus to baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire, right? After that. Okay? And thank you, Jesus, for baptizing us with the Holy Spirit and fire. Right? So, but Jesus answered and said to him, permit it to be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he allowed him, because the Pharisees and Sadducees, I told you, they know the law. The religious folks, they know the law. They know how to do their law. They be disciplined. They be strict, especially Muslims and stuff. But they be strict on their law, cuz. But that still does not fulfill righteousness for them. Jesus fulfilled the law for us. Man trying to do the law without God's help will always fall short. That's why Jesus did it for us. Right? So it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. And Jesus said, the reason I brought up the discipline, Jesus said that you know, your righteousness has to exceed theirs. Your righteousness has to exceed theirs. This is not a competition, but they over there, they disciplined, bro. Now, how many times the Muslim pray? How many times they pray every day? Mm-hmm. How many times you pray every day? Nah. Because David said, seven times a day, I praise you. You see what I'm saying? Then he went and said, I do it all the time. But I'm looking like, okay, seven times a day, so I'll be on that specifically now myself. Let me go and praise God on purpose. You know what I'm saying? Seven times. If I say hallelujah every time I do it, I'm going to say hallelujah three times. The highest praise. I'm going to say hallelujah three times. Every time, all day for seven times, right? So each time I'm going to go in there. The first time I'm going to say hallelujah three times. Then I'm going to tell God I love him. You know what I'm saying? And then I'm going to go on about my day. And then the next time, I'm going to go ahead and tell him hallelujah three times. And then I love you and I need you. And then go on. And then the next, see, so seven times is what David said. I'm praising you seven times a day. Then, like I said he's going to do it all the time, right? The Muslims pray about seven times a day, or see, I don't know how many. You see what I'm saying? But they not outdoing me. They not outdoing you because they can't outdo Jesus. Jesus fulfilled the law for us. That's why we're talking about all this right now. He said, your righteousness has to exceed theirs. They are very disciplined. Look at the Christians, man. They ran. Talking about God is the Almighty. As soon as coronavirus came, they didn't know what to do. They ran. Forgot what to do or something. We know to trust God. You see what I'm saying? Oh, and the Muslims, they wasn't gathered together either. So, telling you, this is not about religion. Be led by the Spirit of God. You're the only ones. We're the only ones standing strong all, through all this. You see what I'm saying? We're not confused or nothing. Going back and forth, none of that. Okay? So, verse 16 says, we almost finished. Just two more verses right here. When he had been baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water. When he had been baptized. Mm-hmm. Jesus came up immediately from the waters, from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him. Mm-hmm. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and a lightning upon him. And suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, and I still love this verse to this day because I take this verse personally. I know he was talking to Jesus. You see what I'm saying? But I know he left this here for me to get my faith too. So when I come across this part of this verse right here, whenever I come across it, I take it personally. Like God talking to me, saying it about me. You ready? He said, and suddenly, it says, and suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, this is my beloved son. Yeah, if you're a daughter, okay, this is my beloved daughter. There you go. There you go. This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. This is what God is saying about you. Because you, the one that's still following his son Jesus. So the same thing he's saying about Jesus, the same thing he's saying about you. See, we are heirs of God, and we are joint heirs with Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior, and Big Brother. Yeah, that already defeated Satan for us. So, if you ain't remember nothing else from this broadcast, take this away. Right here, this is my beloved son. That's what God is saying about you. Because you have your faith in God and because you are choosing to put your faith in God. You chose to put your faith in God. You going to do it? Okay. This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. He's well pleased with you. When hip hop meets the Christ. We'll get at you. Next time. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Peace.
Cordero Ambassador, an M.O.D. coming with that heavyweight lyrical artillery, you get me?
Yeah. Oh, you mean UK to USA, straight collaborate, you get me?
What up? Cruz Cordero and the Ambassador. What we gonna do right now is hit that little cypher international style. Bring it.
With the same season finesse, I'm back to speak and bless. Preach Jesus for these three reasons. He's the way, the truth, the life, so please believe him. And take heed of this being what keeps my heart beating with breath deep in my chest. Bringing all of your Christian war rhymes to digest. I'm just a teacher to test, but a student at best. Placing my proof for life on top of my teeth to death. Jesus, he's the genius. I have to confess, he taught me how to eat good like we should instead of feeding my flesh. I reflect back on that evening fight was bleeding to death. As I'm reading the text that keeps me in check, I'm critiquing the meaning of God that God we love. Peeping his best, following each of his steps while leading the next, leading the reps. Equipped to reach and effect every region with the gospel from the east to the west. Cause life without Christ is like having a deep or less without the keys.
Tell me, what's the reason for the things that you believe in? If it ain't the sun, then you're minus, you're freezing. As we be, metaphorically speaking, no flattery or sucking up or man pleasing, no compromise or no appeasing, twisted and false teaching, by the throat we be squeezing. Man says,
all I need is adjustment, just a little bit of tweaking.
He's good at philosophically speaking, but that don't solve the problem, so don't adjourn the meeting. Sin in God's nostrils, so sink, it's freaking. His word is like a missile, not heat but soul seeking. Leaving your conscience pricked, your heart beating. Like damaged pipes, we don't stop leaking and speaking. Like VU meters peaking. Green finger seeds sowing and fruit reaping. Much fruit, real disciples, word keeping. With inside Bible study type teaching and outdoor preaching. From here to the ends of the earth reaching. Cause Jesus is still in the game of sin releasing. So just lift up your eyes because it's soul saving season. Bear forgiveness.
season, yeah, we bring it like Steven. Real bread from heaven, true manner, that's uneven. Then if we don't scream and shout, the rocks will be crying.
From Bronx to Brixton, Philly, to London, Piccadilly. This is for old rats and ill billies. A politician, up on Capitol Hill. For real, we come to spread the word of God, no matter how you feel. Because now things are a shame in this nation that claims to profess the Lord's name. Like out in universities and in the high schools, they have banned the Bible and say it's for fools, and yet still choose to be preaching all that speculation. Natural selection instead of Jesus' resurrection. It takes more faith to believe in evolution, cause it's a theory whose evidence has been disproven. Man's philosophies ain't nothing but profanity. Without no absolutes, we only breed immorality and depravity, anarchy within humanity. Godless test is the root of all insanity. But great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh before not witnesses. Beneath the cross, Darwin's wisdom ain't but foolishness. Because he cannot give us purpose over righteousness. Oh yes, our faith has sure evidence. Jesus rose on the third day like sweet smelling incense. To the deceased is a stench. To those who believe and receive and repent, he is a life giving free grant.
Amen. We make noise for Jesus like racket. It's not an act, in fact it's a habit practiced by Christ fanatics. While you laugh, it's amazing how we have this thing you lack it. Relationship with the triune package. With no slackage, we rap to put Christ on the map, kid. Times are drastic, but some are laughing like a slapstick. Grasp it. If you can hack grass in its facets, the masses, man plus sin equals casket. Added to that is the revelation where the passage says after you die, you judge, then you burn like acid. We're all born in this basket. I know you fasted, went to church, took new members class and passed it. When the bad news is better, best winners with Jack Frost. The good news can shine like diamonds on black cloth. Now back off, shift the cavalry with great clothes. Out of the body of a savior with man-made holes. Think of the eight show, think of the face blows, think of the grave clothes, but remember the praise goes. When he got up, case closed. Let's break down the praise mode. Yo, redeem hip hop or say ho. Oh. Yeah,
yeah. Oh, let's eat. Let's eat. Yeah.
I take that's your power. And you know it, baby.
I want you to stand up tall.
The white might try to tell you they don't even care
about them.
Beat makers, even writers that want you to dance, but nothing to unite us.
It's the new Passover. We ain't scared of your virus.
No more blood-stained doors. What we need is inside us.
The Holy Ghost. He was brought here to guide us.
To separate the cowards from the riders.
What we needed all along was standing right beside us.
So when your enemies start to flood you like some pirates, call on the Lord. Go and try it.
He looks towards the sky, yeah. Yours said it's my said.
It's a miracle.
Ain't now one of us die yet.
Hypnotized by the eye net.
Got my business fixed. Baby, pie, if I die next, I know what the time is. It's flawless, timeless.
My time ain't long as it has been. So I'm aware of the pearls that I'm casting.
Not here for any form of fashion.
Knowing Satan is coming up from my back end.
Trying to catch me lacking.
We all got to take the trip. No backpacking.
Times like these, we should be constantly fasting.
Trouble will come, but it's been known for not lasting.
No, I'm not perfect. Lord, forgive me for my last sin.
This is the godly side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ, every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern, letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same, all hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real, it is thorough, it is raw, and it is truly, totally his, it's his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. Got my oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We going all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus.
Couldn't do it either. God is.
Jesus.
speak to that sickness, and it will leave. That's what he said, and it will, yeah.
Jesus.
He said, I've come to give you life more abundantly.
Jesus.
That's what he did at the cross for you and me.
Jesus.
That's what he did at the cross for you and me.
Jesus.
That's what he did at the cross for you and me.
Jesus.
But I'm so glad.